When you plan a product or a service, you would think that customer satisfaction would be one of your most important concerns. The Kano model, named after its creator Noriaki Kano, a Japanese quality management expert, is a great tool for aligning your product or service to customer expectations. Now, this model has three important categories: standard, performance, and delighters. And the idea is that these three domains cover the brunt of customer expectations. Let's look at them in detail. The standard elements are what customers expect and take for granted. If they're not there, customers simply are not interested. Just because you've included them doesn't mean that you're finished. It only means that you have a chance of selling your product. Just a chance. Let me give you an example. The life of a mobile phone battery. Customers will expect them to last longer than a few hours, right? They wouldn't buy a phone whose battery only lasts for 2 hours on standby, even if it has all the latest features and costs a lot less than the other phones. Can standard requirements look different depending upon the market you're trying to serve? You betcha. A great differentiator would be how requirements are seen in developing and developed countries, right? What? You're saying that there's no such thing as a divide, and you can find both in different regions and even in countries in the world? Guess things are more fragmented than we would like to admit. Let's move on to performance. These are an improvement of features, but the product is pretty much the same. You'll see that this is where most activity is actually being found. So your competitor offers a new feature, and you now need to go ahead and match them. That it simply may or not be worth your while to simply match your competitor's offering makes no difference. That's how the game is played. And the performance improvements of today will most likely become the standard requirements of tomorrow. What's the result here? Everything just becomes a commodity at the end. But this is a business analysis course, not economics, so let's move on. The third category concerns the delighters. These are the changes that bring something completely new to a product or a service. Does it have to be revolutionary? If we look at what the master of the delighters, Apple, has done, I don't think we would call that revolutionary. What they've done, though, is master the ability to identify and exploit latent requirements. These are the needs that people have that they didn't even know that were there till they were actually confronted with a particular product or service. Sometimes the delighter element is just how you package your product. For something you had to pay for per unit up till now, all you can eat is clearly a delighter. Can these delighters become standard requirements through time? Of course. For companies, the delighters are very difficult to envision. Even worse, organizations confuse delighters and performance because their corporate culture never allows them to even imagine the former. That's why the external entrants we talked about in Porter's Five Forces lecture do so well here. Long live diversity. Thanks.